Okay. Geweldig. Last week we began to work on. Shalom.
I just thought that he's sitting there thinking something.
Welcome back. Last week you were at Simcha. It's Simcha to have you back here. Doctor? Geweldig. Amazing. So last week we began to talk about washing dishes, which is rooted in a Tosas. Tosas at the end, that long Tosas about not bar not, and kufir alf and beis and kufir beis and alf. At the end, the Tosas had, in the context of talking about Rivan versus Shari Shonim, he had raised this issue, Rabbeinu Baruch, that maybe, despite the fact that not bar not is mutter, and even if you hold that not as Rovi Shonim do, that not bar not Ade Bishel is also not pranat and also par. The question is, how about the washing dishes? How about fleshik plates in a milchik pot, in a big milchik pot? So that was a machlokas that we showed. Tosas had held that's a problem. Tosas from Rav Baruch. And the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Rash disagreed, and we had hashed out quite a bit last week. The question is, do you say the way Ramban and Rashi and the Rush say, look, not par not is mutter. You have, as a matter of fact, it's the meaning of two not par nots. It's not even not par not that's going to land in the other boot. Gemara's even matir. You have a fleshig not par not. You can layer on cheese. Here, it's not. There's no cheese. There's no meat. It's just a not par not. The flavor coming out of the milk pot into the water, the flavor coming out of the flesh and plates into the water. What can be better? Ramban, Rashba, Rosh, Hatzer Gamer. Tosas, Rabbeinu Baruch, Baal Truma, said, no, not so fast. And so the Ran championed that. It seemed like the later Rishonim that was switched, the Ashkenaz and Sfarad, the Rosh seems to be aligned with Ramban the Rashba, but the Ran, who's a Sfaradi, is aligned with Rabbeinu Baruch and Tosas, and he explained, this is not problematic language. This is not a case of not par not, because the whole idea of not par not is that it lands down to the level of Tam Sheni of not par not and by Dain Heter, and only subsequently after Ready Huklash, then you're trying to create an issue with that. It's not going to work. It's not. This is not an ingredient that you can use to create a new issue. But here, as it's landing, it's becoming us. I've never had a moment of not by not tera. The moment it becomes not by not is the moment that it's mixing with its counterpart, the milchiks and the fleshiks. So that was the machlokas we showed him. That was machlokas in Shulchanach. That was Siv Gimel Mechaber said that like the Ramban, like the Rashba, that there is no problem. You're allowed to do this, or if, at least if you did it, it doesn't become treif. And the Rama said, Yesh Ostrim, and that is how the Rama would assume. Now, so that was the basic framework. But in the context of the Machaber saying Mutta and the Rama saying Aser, they hash out a lot of the factors. So for instance, Shulchan Aruch had said, but of course, this whole heter of the Rabban of the Rashba is hachamai askinah, the oyev is not barnat, meaning that you're dealing with a clean pot and clean plates. Are you washing them? Okay, so you wipe them clean, but there's an insignificant amount of actual residue that's the end on the surface of the plate. Less weight. You wiped it clean, way less than shishim. So you want to boil it to really get it, clean it up. You're comfortable using it again, but you wiped it clean. You wiped it with a towel, wiped a paper towel. So there's an insignificant amount of bed, but there's a significant amount of N. So that's not for not. If I have a milchik pot, not just with flesh in place, but with pieces of meat floating around a milchik pot, that's obviously much more. That's obviously much more than not for not. Okay, that was one issue that we discussed last time, and we also discussed last time. The Rama, who's Machmir, like Rabbeinu Baruch and Tosas, points out, but of course, if it's Einu Ben Yomo, then it's less, and here is a twist. If it's an Enu Ben Yomo, when we get to back to Simin Sadi Dalad, we'll deal with some of the how you hash out an Enu Ben Yomo situation in the kitchen, typically Enu Ben Yomo situations. And so usually Enu Ben Yomo can't make anything else treif, but it could become problematic, it could absorb. Here, one to one of the two is Enu Ben Yomo, nothing's problematic. Because the whole logic, I think this is the last point we had seen last time. The whole logic of Rabbeinu Baruch and Tosfos is you have the two not bar natza, they're hitting each other immediately, they're creating basim chalav. So it only works if they're creating basim chalav. But if one of them is not there, one of them is an Enu Ben Yomo, so then there's no problem for either one. Okay, so that's sort of an interesting.
That's against Tosfos. Tosfos said that one of them was a problem.
Tosfos had said. Right.
Tosfos says the. Ben, the Enu Ben Yomo part, I think he said, is a problem. Because it's going to get the time from the Ben Yomo part. Whatever.
Right, correct. The Taz, and particularly the Gra point out, the Gra says, this is not like Tosfos. This is using the logic of Tosfos, and not the conclusion of Tosfos. That's the Gra point sentence of Kant Tezayin. So how you talk and understand Tosfos is a good question.
Which Gra did you say it was?
Yes, Kant Tezayin. Kam she'ene ben yom amutter de na pranat, af lo tam rishon shal Tosfos, ein sham Israel of, kem she'ene ben yom amutter, udu lo ke Tosfos sham. The Rama is not giving the psak of Tosfos, it's based on the underlying logic. Okay. No, I think so. No. Shishim is bittul, but the napana is not based on bittul. Not based on bittul. Now, let's.
Why, in the case of Enu Ben Yomo, does the Rama say Hamayim Nogim Behem Isur Katchila?
Yeah, that's a good question. Why? So the Shach writes in Sivkat Yudalid, and the Gra gives it to you in Sivkat Yudzayin more bekitzer. The Gra gives it to you very sharply. He says, "The lo shayach b'mayim di'evet v'havi k'mevashu l'chatchila b'kederu shel iser she'en ben yomo." As he says, you have a when you have an Enu Ben Yomo, we're going to be coming back to this again. But when you have an Enu Ben Yomo, let's say a classic, forget about all the fancy not in the dishwasher. Yeah. So, it's a typical case. I have a pot, going back to Simon Sadi Gimel. I have a pot of chicken soup. And I accidentally take the milchik ladle instead of a fleshik ladle, and I stick a ladle into the kli rishon pot of chicken soup. So I stuck a ladle in. So if the ladle is ben yomo of milchik, I used it 5 hours ago for hot milchik, so then we got a real problem. We have to start thinking about shishim. Okay, we'll get that simon side out. But let's say, I said, no, the ladle is ben yomo. The last time I used it for hot milchik was a week ago, 2 days ago. So then I'm going to say, look, any milchik blia in the old milchik blia in the ladle is Enu Ben Yomo. It's already nifgam, so it can't. It's no longer an active blia. It can't make anything else milchik. It's not going to make anything else trif. So the soup is fine and the pot is fine. Okay, but so that's true. It doesn't impact anything else. But at the same time, midirabanan, the Gemara said, I'm not allowed to use it. If I used it. It doesn't make anything else change. I'm not allowed to use the Enu Ben Yomo milchik ladle with the fleshik soup.
The chachila, you're saying.
Right. Because I wasn't allowed to do that. If you have called me and said, I can't find a ladle, my only ladle is the milchik ladle, I'd say, hop in the car, drive down the block, and go buy yourself a new ladle, or whatever, use a spoon, pour it. You're not allowed to do that. If you did it, oh, exactly. Midrabanan Chazal pose Mina Torah Tetzer Gamer. That's the question. Mina Torah Kuzunte is Enu Ben Yomo. Stick it in your chicken soup. Midrabanan Chazal said that's a Gemara Avodah Zarah. Chazal said you're not allowed to use it. But they didn't. They only created an Israel Chachil, not an Israel B'diavad. In other words, you know, this is an important number from time to time we'll highlight. But the terminology Chachil B'diavad, we sometimes use B'diavad to mean when you're stuck. But that's really Shas Hadchak. B'diavad is Aramaic for B'diavad is Bisha Asa. It's after the fact. You already stuck it in the. You already stuck the ladle in the soup. The soup is kosher. You don't have to throw the soup out. But it was an Isser. It was a Maisa Isser. Sticking the ladle. The milk ladle in the chicken soup is an Isser Rabban. You violate Isser Rabban. You can't undo it. It was an Isser Maisa. Okay, so you did an Isser. You got to do tshuva, but it doesn't make the soup treif. So Einu Ben Yomo, a cliche Einu Ben Yomo, is midraban and asu chatchila, but not asu b'diavad. Before the fact, asu to do it. After the fact, it didn't. You have to do tshuva for the aveira. Hishtamshus, it's an Isser Hishtamshus. It doesn't make the food trick. So, but the Gra sort of has to, here it's like a, the water is, in other words, if I have soup, so I'm not mechuyev to throw the soup out, because throwing the soup out, that would be a dievet. But you have water, right, you need water to cook with, so get other water. As we see water, it says, to use that water is a lechatchila, because you could just as we see water is almost like fungible. It's interesting. It's interesting that the Rishonim did. We see water as fungible because just turn on the sink again, or it costs you the next a fraction of a penny, and there's no effort. It's interesting that they also saw water as fungible. Well, water was you had to schlep the water up the hill from the well. Even they saw no, just take more water. So you're choosing to use the water that was boleh of the Ein Ben Yomo.
You could always say that. You could say that about the wheat. Just go get more wheat.
No, but that costs money.
So does water.
Yeah. You're saying it's
apparently they saw water, that the price of water wasn't interesting. So for the price of water, I'm not sure. That's what I'm saying. I understand for us, it's surprising that the Rishonim said. But that's how he's understanding it. The Shach says it.
Meaning of what it was worth.
Shach says, Yusuf Kan Yudal. Hol they know Michael, Mayim great, it's not food, it's mere water. It's like lichatchila, vasrina. Kishem that I'm not allowed to go ahead. I cannot choose to lichatchila to stick the milchik ladle, any ben yom ladle in the flesh of pot. Who had the nami, I cannot choose to. The water is almost like a kli rather than food. Who asked you to use water? Get other water instead. It's interesting. We'll get to that in 7 hours.
What's the practical ramification of the water point?
We would tell you to pour out the water before you do more dishwashing. We tell you to pour out the water and before you. Because unless you have a milk pot. Really, I'm only supposed to be washing milk plates in the milk pot. So I messed up and I put in flesh plates.
Right. Take that plate out and throw it
away. So if the plates are anything yomo, so nothing became true. Nothing known or can't kill you to be kosher. You should empty out the water before you wash the next round of plates. Only I shouldn't be doing flesh plates in the milk pot.
Right.
But before I do another round of milk plates in the milk pot, you should really empty the water and refill.
Does the water need to be as well as both to create a problem?
Yeah, yes. As he asked the Lenin's bow, then another point. So let's read the Ramah. And so we left the middle of this Ramah, and there were a couple of key, one or two key factors we had not yet seen before we move on to Sif Dalet. So let's read inside the Shulchan Aruch Ramah, and then we'll dive in where we get to the point we left off. Mechaber says, "Ka'ar shabasher hutchu biyaru chalavas, flesh plates or that were washed in a milchik cauldron." And here he says, "B'chamin she'atzal esbehen." One factor is has to be hot, and that means yatzal esbo. I feel the shnei ben yomon. The mechaber is making even if it's yatzal esbo, and they're both ben yomon mutter because it's no sin time by no sin time that tear. It's assuming factor number three that sheyomar bari li shelo hayishum shuman davak ben. It's presuming that the surfaces are clean. There was no significant gook on the surface. Higher shuman davak ben. If there was, then sar shevim mayim shishim kenegam amosher shuman shal pnei karav. Then there's only mutter if there's 60 times as much volume as water. as there is of the food particles, which may or may not be the case, depending on how big the pot is, depending on how dirty the plates were.
If it was done by Mazin, it's also for everyone, or just the person that did it, or we don't?
I don't think we asked it, but I don't think we have a kness.
It doesn't
mean that the walls of the pot might be mistaken. Well, when we get back to Simon Sayadal, we're going to get more into the details of how we're mishad. Yeah. And then the Rambam says, so that guy, that's the Mechaber presenting the view of the Ramban, the Rashi, and the Rosh, that even though it's Yad Salevis Bo, and even though they're both Mayoman, assuming that the surface are clean, it's fine. The Yesh Osrum says Ramban, no. Yesh Osrum, I feel Enshuman Shabbat, even if there's no residue, some see the Bleas of the Kehle themselves as the problem, and he lists Tosis and the Mordechai and the Ran, and all the Chachmei Ashkenaz, in addition to the Ran, all the Chachmei Ashkenaz will quote the Samach Heitav, the Sefer Shuman. Last, that's what we just talked about. One of them is not a bnei yomon. Mi b'liyas kli rishon. If one of them has not been boleya, whatever it is, either milchus or fleishiks, in the last 24 hours from a kli rishon, a real b'liya from a kli rishon, so then if one of them is a bnei yomon, the fact that it was using a kli sheni is not going to make it a bnei yomon. The fact that using a kli rishon in the last 24 hours will make it a bnei yomon. If one of them is a bnei yomon, az kol kelim mutar. Rama says again, like we were saying before, both sides are mutter. Okay. But we would say, as we just talked about a moment ago, we would pour out the discard the water, get fresh water for the next round of milchik plates you plan to wash. Okay. However, Aval, now the Rama circles back to explain his disagreement with the Shulchan Aruch and his embrace of the position of Bnei Baruch and Tosus in the Ran. Avalim Shneim Bnei Yoman, that they are both Bnei Yoman, both the milchik cauldron as well as the fleshik plates. The idea of the biyachad, the kli rishon, it was in the kli rishon, not that the water was hot, and the water was hot not because you poured in water, but you heated the water in this dishwashing pot. You put the dishwashing pot on the fire with the water, and you heat it up, and yatzalasba, and then you stick in the fleshik plates into this big milchik pot. Then hakal asa. That's the position of Rabbi Baruch and all the Chachmei Ashkenaz and Ran. The Hachinogen, that is our practice, the Ein L'shamos. Ashkenazi practice is that, again, the logic of the Ran, we do not consider this to be Naparnat, we consider this to be, it's not because of the Rivan. We don't consider this to be Naparnat, we consider this to be Tamrishan. Okay. Well, we'll get to this open Siddal, we're getting there. Then the Rama says, now, but let's, even I, who am more machmer than Mechaber, there are circumstances under which it's going to be mutter. Number one, if either one is Ein Ben Yomo, then everything is mutter. Number two, V'davka Shehuduchu B'yachad U'Vikli Rishon. The other factors, in addition to both of them being Ein Ben Yomo, in addition to both the plates and the pots being Ben Yomo, they have to have been washed together and in a kli rishon. Aval, if it was, you wash first this and then that, or it was a kli sheni, I feel a biyachad, then hakal shav. Okay, so let's just think this through. The bezer chazeh, what does the bezer chazeh mean? That means, let's say, imagine, it's not that it's a milchik cauldron with fleshy plates that's not sold together. It's that a power of a pot, enormous power of a soup pot, and that's what I was using for washing dishes. And first I did the milchik plates, and then I took them out, and then I did the fleshy plates. So Rama says that's mutter. Why is that mutter? Why is that mutter? That's mamish, not pranat. This no longer gets you involved in Rabbeinu Baruch's sechap. That mamish is because the whole issue was because they're landing together. They're not for the tamshim. The tamim shniim are landing together. That was the whole issue. So they never had a moment of being resting in the tamshim. Obviously, that they do. That is classic.
Drain the water.
No, if you did drain the water, because the water, that water, let's say I had a power of a pot, right? And I used or an Ein Ben Yomo pot.
I'm saying all the time the water is not even water.
the water is not
right. So I boil the fleshy pots in water. So that water is like the spaghetti that made the fleshy pot.
Why don't you have the problem of the Gemara and Avodah Zarah?
That what?
You shouldn't put the milk spoon in the fleshy pot in the first place.
That's specific because in Ben Yomo. Chazal made Xer Drabana.
Not because he's not Barnat.
Don't, right. But not Barnat. We don't have such a Xer Drabana.
That's
what
I'm
sorry.
What happened when you do
Hagol? We'll get to Hagol. We're going to get to Hagol soon. We'll get to Hagol soon. That's a Shach in Sivdal. Now, okay. So the one way out of the problem, one way to mati or dishwashing in case even for Ashkenazim is one of the million vinyon that we spoke about. A second way to mati is b'zeh achar zeh that we spoke about. A third way is a kli sheni. Kli sheni. So the Gra tells you, yeah, we discussed this earlier. Discussed the Simmons Samaches. This is a discussion elsewhere. And it's something that this is a machlokas harishonim. The Gemara says in Masach HaShabbos Daf Mem and elsewhere that Klisheni Enim Avashal. We pask in terms of the act of Bishul, and it's true for Bishul B'Shabbos, and we assume it's true for Bishul elsewhere in Halacha, like Bishul B'Karb Pesach, or like Bishul Bas B'Chalav. And part of the definition of Bishul is that it's happening B'Kli Mishul. Bishul B'Kli Sheni doesn't count as Bishul. It doesn't count as Bishul. The question is, but does it drive, can it still drive B'Liya? It doesn't count out Pidin as Bishul. But there are ways of creating Bliya without Bishul. If I salt things, or we'll get to the Mishum Simon Sadivab, another type of Bliya, but sewing is, you know, you're cutting the onion. So how about Klisheni? It doesn't count as Bishul, but maybe it's Machlokas. So that's the Machlokas HaRishon. That's the Machlokas HaRishonim. And we are Mekel. We wouldn't rely on the Lechafila, but the Lamasa. Lamaisa, if you accidentally put you had a mug of coffee, and you stick a milchik spoon, a fleshik spoon into your coffee mug with steaming hot coffee, a milchik mug, steaming hot coffee, milk in the steaming hot coffee, and it's way over your floor. Oh, but it's a cliché. Because if you did it in the microwave, it makes pollution. But if you poured water from an urn or from a cake, from a Keurig, whatever, the water you heated water elsewhere, then you poured it into the mug. That's the cliché. Even though it's mamish hot milchiks, I put a Ben Yomo fleishig spoon. As a matter of fact, even put a Ben Yomo greasy fleishig spoon. So if it's greasy, so I have milk fleishig, I'm going to have to throw out the material. No, not Torah, because it's not cooked. Right. But let's say if the mug and the spoon are fine, and if the spoon was clean, everything is fine. Drink your coffee and rinse off the spoon in the bathroom sink and stick the spoon back in the fleshy drawer. And the mug goes back in the milk drawer because we are Mekel, but yeah, that you already did it. We're not worried about Bliya. Big cliche.
Even if it was a kli rishon, if the spoon was ben yomo.
Right, that's so true as well. Right, that's separate. But even if everything is ben yomo, but if it was merely in a cliche, that's one of the places where that comes up. Halacha, almost is right here. Lomaisa, when the rubber hits the road, it was only. Klisheni, but yeah, that we would say there's no bliya but klisheni.
What about bliyos for kali abishol?
What? It would be smart to rinse the spoon in cold water because because if I turn the hot water, now what happens if I turn the hot water? So is that what is that?
Iru klisheni.
So that's the image. That's iru klisheni. And assuming that the force is considered to be an extension of the Kli Mishum, which is a good question to think about, but let's imagine that the force is that all the plumbing is connected, even if you're going to consider it to be Kli Mishum, or if I'm going to take my kettle and pour hot water all over it, that's Iri Kli Mishum. So Iri Kli Mishum.
That's the end of the Rama here, right?
What?
The Ramah addresses that here in the end.
Yeah. So this. So this gets interesting. This gets interesting. So,
can I just ask a question?
Sure.
Why does it make sense that Klisheni wouldn't transfer Blios Misvara? Meaning, like, if it's a Mitzias thing that he, meaning it doesn't matter by the definition official, if it's like if he transfers Blios, why wouldn't Klisheni?
Yeah, that is an interesting question. Why is it?
It is. But is that true? I thought Klisheni is not a. It's not like you put a temperature in a clear shown of Klisheni. Halacha views it differently. I thought it's like.
No, Halacha says it cools down enough to make it not considered bishop, so it makes sense. Halacha says it cools off enough.
I think it's a calculus issue. Tosa says it's a calculus issue. What I mean by calculus issue is some understand that the Klisheni is not Mavashal because it's not Derek Bishop Bakach. If you say it's not Derek Bishop Bakach, so maybe it's not considered to be an active bishul, not only in Shabbos, but Wilchan develops the idea of the Chol Torah Kula. He points out, the Gemara seems to assume Chol Torah Kula activities are defined by their typical normal way of being done. So you can tell me, it's not called bishul bas b'chol, it's not called bishul karm pesach, but it's not Derek Bishul. You're saying, but Bli is just a physical reality, so why do I care what's normal?
Unless you say, like, that there's a temperature.
And in the Hanami, maybe that's what's drawing, maybe the Rishonim, you have to look and see if the Rishonim who are worried about Bli B'Klisheni are the ones who think that Klisheni and Mavash is because of in Derek Bishul Kach. The other pro, Tosa says not that it's not Yatzalot as well. You could have a Klisheni that's way over Yatzalot as well. Tosa defines Makaros. What defines Makaros mean? I mean, right now it's still 190 degrees, but the temperature has dropped. That's what I meant, it's a calculus issue. Your value is high, but it's trending downward. So we see that we don't treat that the same way. That's not going to... If it's an ephemeral heat that's not going to create bishul, that might be. You could say toast just means, and that's why it's not Derek bishul, because who would want to cook in cliche, and it's not going to stay out long enough. It may be more than just a question of that drives social behavior. It's not. It doesn't have the same co-op because the heat is. So that may even be true for Blia. In other words, you have a temperature which is dropping. The thermodynamics are different.
Yes.
And we don't. We're not. You're not going to have the same type of robust transfer of flavor. Cooking in the
you could cook an egg with the sun. Right.
Yeah.
So why do you stick with that?
Can you something?
Is there no blia when you went from the heat of the sun? That's interesting. That would be a way to test. To test why there's no bishul b'chamah, but that's a mamish like a hagdara. Even if it's not a question of derech, and that's the question of bizman hazeh in Eretz Yisrael, everyone is eating there. Or bishul b'chamah, everyone does bishul b'chamah as a dechemish, at least part. So he, certainly the old duday shemesh that were no fancy solar cells, they're just a barrel of water that sat in the sun. Says mamish bishul b'chamah. Yeah, but even if you don't say it's because of derech, the other way to understand bishul b'chamah is still it's not a mitzias point; it's a legal point. The hagdara of bishul is ali de ha'ur. It's hard to imagine that's be relevant to beliefs, but tefas makaros might be relevant to beliefs. If the heat is dropping, so it's not going to have the same impact. Yeah, it'd be interesting to go back.
It's good that we're making fun of that.
To go back to some Sevachas, yes. It comes up, this is one of the most, I think, just in terms of the Basa Bechal of Shaias that come my way, I'm not sure which is the most common factor that drives Hetera. Of the cases where I'm able to tell you, you're fine, I'm not sure whether Eina Ben Yomo is the most common factor or Klisheni. Maybe Eina Ben Yomo, but not by much. Klisheni is definitely a close second.
And he has both come a question punting. About, my spoon, my fork, my plate, those are all, you have this heter to rely on for all of those.
There's a whole series of questions.
As long as it's, those are Klisheni.
We're developing the framework here that's going to allow us to then think about it. What's going to emerge once we can build out the whole framework is, and some of the posts in the actual chart, some posts even have, like, that Right, right. Here are the questions you have to ask. Hanhag is actually not in Yardei Echel Gav, I think it's Yardei Echel Gimel, but in the Reish Mems, in the halachas that ask in Shilas. And Hilchas Tam Chach and Hilchas Tam Torah. The one that knows, the one that in the back has Hanhagas Isra Hatter. You hear the questions that a posik has to ask. You have to do a thorough intake. I'm sure doctors, at least in certain specialties, have a standard protocol of certain questions they have to ask. It's supposed to.
Not the ones who sit behind the screen and just read stuff.
Fair enough. For those who are reading off of their private screen, are all the questions they're supposed to be asking. So it's the same thing. You get a basmala, there's a whole series of questions you can be asking. And that's flowing from here. So again, so, yeah.
When we first started learning about the Makhala, we talked about Rav Shapter, the concept of the Bishul Masech, the changes, the concept, it makes it into a new identity. If the heat is the same temperature, but again, it's a different cooking source, why is that?
Oh, good. So Eric, I'm glad you brought that up. Going back to Simon Pei Zayin, the definition of Basar B'chal of Daraisa is Basar and Chal that actually we're fused via an act of Bishul. So right. So for that purpose, that the definition of Bishul in terms of creating Basar B'chal of Daraisa is probably the same as Bishul in the context of Hilchos Shabbos. So it's entirely that we discussed then. It's entirely possible that if you microwaving may be the equivalent of Bishul B'chama. And one can make the argument that if you microwave basar and chalav together, that does not become basar and chalav d'raisa. But there will be a transfer of flavor. It won't be basar and chalav d'raisa, but if I have bacon and cheese and I microwave them together, the cheese is treif because it absorbs the flavor.
Bacon's a problem anyway.
So basar and chalav is different. We have a lot of problems there.
Huh?
Not as often. All sorts of issues come up. Baruch Hashem is not as common. It does not come up as frequently, and or people are not as comfortable asking the question. Be it as me. Okay. People should feel kind of important to feel comfortable asking shots. Both doctors and rabbanim seek to encourage the people with whom they interact to feel comfortable asking questions, even if they feel like embarrassing things to ask. It's better off that way. Okay, but then now, so it's again, Nachama. Good. So even Lefi the Ramah, so but one way out of the dishwasher issue, the dishwashing issue, is one of the kingdoms of Ben Yom. Another way to matter b'diavad is that it was a cliche. I sort of like the classic, you know, clawfoot tub of the 1800s. Right? You were boiling, the pot is so big, how would I can't get this over the fire. Or it's pewter, whatever. So I spent the last 5 hours boiling kettles of water and filling up the bathtub. Now I have this big bathtub, and then I throw all my plates in there. It's a cliche, so it's not going to dry. You shouldn't do it, but you shouldn't do this anyways. But yeah, even the cliche, you shouldn't be doing it, but it's not going to be a problem of bleeding. Correct, right, that's a good point, right. You filled it up. And now the question is, how about, how about in a Ben Yom?
You have the same thing if like a different bishul, like if you let it sit for a whole day. Let's say you like you have your Friday night dishes and you're not gonna need them, so you just have them sit in a basin somewhere. So we have the whole idea of before for cooking that if something sits in a basin, sear it for a long time, as if it's it can't.
You're asking about the plates or about the residue on the plates?
The plates.
Yes, I have a plate that I use with hot fleishik. I eat this hot steak off of this plate. But then I let the plate sit cold for 24 hours. Okay, then cold water.
Cold water.
That's not kosher.
Why not?
Doesn't it need like pickles and stuff?
Oh, you mean the covers drives the blia in?
Yeah.
Potentially, if it was sitting in the fleishik, soaking the fleishik for 24 hours, there might not be kavash and kalim though. Goofy because it ends up, you end up creating a number. There's kavash between foods. But coming back here,
So she ear you cast shar, achu shay.
I'm sorry.
Meaning either A, he's making.
No, even be in water. If it's a brine, sometimes it goes much more quickly. Because like maliach karaseach. But even if it's bland water or bland milk, 24 hour soak is one of the ways of driving flavor in cold. To Nachamo. I'm sorry?
Hold on the fridge. The pot became. Your chicken sat in the pot. You never cooked it. You transferred it into a pot. So you put it in your fridge.
It's just storing them too bored.
Your pot that you cooked it in is too big. It doesn't fit in your fridge. You pour that into a small pot. You put it in the fridge. That container that is going to be placed now because it sat in the fridge for 24.
Right. Correct.
So that's the issue. Same thing.
Correct. That comes up in Yardea later, mostly. That issue of kalim that held liquid for 24 hours actually comes up more in Yordei Chelk Beis. That's Kalei Hayayin. And that is there again too. Shall we test? How did it become? How is it? How was the wood bowl lay any wine? It wasn't hot. It wasn't Davar Charif. It wasn't Moliach. The answer, yeah, it was that's Kavash. Yeah, it was sitting in the wine was sitting in it, forget about it, for 24 hours. Way more than 24 hours. So that's bole. So what is bole? That's the whole sugya of klei hayayin from the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah. Good. Okay.
We have a long time until we hit that, right?
Bole neder, yes. we'll figure out where we're going after Basel Hall. We'll negotiate which way we're going. Unless there's so much interest in the sherry cask, that has to be the next thing.
We're here waiting.
Yes.
Why don't any of these terem affect the use of a tray for dishwasher?
They may. Now, right now, what we need to do, before we can talk about contemporary dishwashers, we first need to see all the issues here, which means one or two more issues in this sif, and then sif dal, then we can begin to speak about intelligently about our discharge. As a matter of fact, potentially the most important point is what we're up to right now, which is the Darkei Moshe quotes a machlokas between two very late Chachmei Ashna, two very late Rishonim, who lived not long before the Ramah. Ramah was in the 1500s. I believe they both lived in the 1400s. The Hagos Shari Dura. Shari Dura is one of the Sifrei Halach of the Ashkenazim. So there was a later Ashkenazi Rishon wrote Hagos on the Shari Dura. And you'll see it's Hey Gimel Shin Dalet. And so Hagos Shari Dura. Hagos Shari Durin, I think, was a city in Germany. So the Tam Chacham, I think, Rabbi Yitzchak of Durin, who wrote the Sefer, Shari Dura. The Gate said Rosh Hashiva, they wrote up his shiurim, so they called it Rosh Hasharim, Gates had. I think Mendel Blachman pointed out that if you go back to the Anglo-Saxon, Gates said it really means goat's head. So he pointed out they should have called it Sefer Rosh Hashirim. Say Rosh Hasharim. He's a Litvak, so he does call it Rosh Hasharim. Okay. Yes. Be that as it may, so Hagosh Aridura and the Isravet, so the Darkei Moshe points out that they argue over the question of Irid. So if it's in a Klishani, it's a problem. If it's in a Klishani, it's not a problem. How about if it was Irid? Irid meaning a Klishani, but the kalim already there before. I loaded the dishwasher. I mean, I loaded my milchik pot with fleshik dishes, and then I poured the kettle all over what's going on there. So the Hagav Shari Dura says, Zasser. I mean, Rishon, you know, Vilcha Shabbos with Ashavi Eklipa. So, okay. So I don't have to worry about the inner core of the plate, but the first clip of the plate became treif. The first clip of the pot became treif. So that's a problem. So if I have a food, so then I could peel away the outer layer and eat the core. But obviously, if you're dealing with plates and pots, if the first layer is a problem, then it's a problem. That's how Gosh Aridura says, Avadis Aser. Yisrahetra says, Mutter. Very, very clever, and that's what the Ramah quotes. The Ramah says, "In ira mikli rishon shel basar al klei chalav." If I had a fleshik kapat, a clean fleshik kapat in which I heated water, and then I pour that water over the milchik plates, dino kikli rishon. Okay, let's come back to that in a second. We'll come back to that case in a moment. But let's first talk about our dishwashing case. Im ira mayim roschim she'enam shal baser v'lo shal chal, that power of a hot water from the kettle, I'm pouring it on the kelim shal baser shal chal v'yachad, all mutter. All mutter. Why? I have the ira kli rishon. Hagosh ha'adur is that the problem. Ira kli rishon is vashkei klipa. The Rama holds like the Easter Vatter. That's mutter. Why? The ain ira kikli rishon mamesh yaseh shakeim shemar aleim yivluz them izah. If you have clean plates and a clean pot, they're milch and fleishik, so the concern is that bli is going from one to another. So
it's a double ira.
It's not ira once it hits the
exactly,
first
thing. It's exactly, a exactly, exactly. 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 Ira is only the first kiluach. That first kiluach is that's not. So if I have a fleishik pot, as the previous case again, I have mamash a fleishik pot. And I heat up, I cleaned it out of the chicken soup, and I filled it with water, and I boiled it up, and now I'm pouring that water onto the milch kelim. So that water is mamash fleishik. It was bikli rishon in the fleishik pot. So that's mamash fleishik, a ben yom of fleishik pot. Mamash fleishik water, it's falling on the milch kelim, so the first kadei klipa of the milch kelim just became fleishik. So that's the problem. But if it's power of a water, so then it's, what you're trying to do is not the water be nivla into the thing, but the water causing bleed between two things is hitting. That
how'd you get from the water?
But if the fleishik and the milch thing are touching and the water hits them both at the same time, then that would be a problem, no?
Why?
No, it says starts to leave the bleed.
The water starts to leave the same. It's Eroi hitting both at the same time.
No, but it has to leave from one pot to one plate to the other plate.
You're saying it doesn't transfer. From,
he says even if there's shomen davak behen, it's not a
right,
problem.
Right. No. Well, that's not. I'm saying that if they're touching.
Yeah. So the Ramah thinks that even if it is dirty, it's still not a problem. The Taz is not so fond of that. The Taz, I believe, it's the end of Yud Beis. Here's the Taz, the end of Yud Beis. The middle of Yud Beis. Yeah. Taz, the middle of Yud Beis. He says the Marshal is unhappy. He says Ramah sounds like Filhaimilachos. Even by klisheni or by iroi, if it's I don't care about the milachlachos, and the marshal says no, if it's lichlachum basu b'chalav, also I feel be klisheni. Okay, so then the marshal is machmir even klisheni if it's dirty, and the taz he says he thinks that's a big chumra, that's a ksaskim or chumra, nah, he says he lamasa. If you're ma'ara, he says, if you're ma'ara, he Taz disagrees with Ramah. He says, if you're ma'ara on dirty kalim, so the hot water hits the piece of meat, and that's going to cause a bleed. If the piece of meat happens to be sitting on the milch kli, boom. But if it's clean, then not. Im Hayasham Shiure Meichel. If there's both milchik and fleishik bits of food, so then the hot water may have driven the milchik food into the fleishik pot. The hot water may have driven the fleishik food into the milchik plates. Problem. If you only have, let's say you have a clean milchik pot with dirty fleishik plates, so he says your one concern is it may have driven the only gook you have is from the fleishik plates. So you're worried. The milch pot is a problem because maybe the hot water drove the fleishik food into the milchik pot. And that, I think, is how we assume the halacha, that approach of the Taz. Again, that Iroi is not going to cause a blia between two kalim that it hits. But
could cause
because ena balua yotze blarot. In other words, the blia to jump from one kli to another kli requires the medium. But if it's directly hitting food, that can be driven directly into the kli that's sitting on, to drive fleishik food into milchik kli, drive milchik food into fleishik kli, there it is a problem.
Because by the time, it hits the iroi, is iroi kli rishon, it's like you're saying, it's like a kli rishon, but once it hits the food, and then gets carried further into the pot, the surfaces of the pot, it should be like a
right. But let's say you had dirty fleishig plates. And here's where it was starting to get into dishwashers. You have dirty fleishig plates, right? I put them into my big milcha cauldron, clean milcha cauldron. I threw in the dirty fleishig plates. Shuman davik ben. So then the Taz says, look, you have pieces of fleishig. Now you have pieces of meat floating around. So what if you have a piece of meat sitting on the milchik pot and the water hits it? So direct hit on the piece of meat sitting on the milchik pot. Boom. That's iritz k'mivashik deklipa. That's kiluach rishon. That's on contact. Once it starts spraying around, it loses its status of that is merely klisheni. We were mekel klisheni is not mafli or not mafli. But the initial contact, the initial target. So let's review what we have here. He said, if one of them is an ben yomo, so then either Ramah would be mekel, or if the whole issue is only klisheni, or if the issue is only klisheni, Ramah would be mekel, or if it's iroi kli rishon, Ramah with a taz would say if it's iroi kli rishon and everything is clean. So then there's no concern. So now we're ready to talk about dishwashers a little bit. So when you think about, now, up until now, the classical dishwashing situation, the medieval dishwashing situation was, you had a pot. The pot's a cleation, the water is static, or not, I mean, you pour in from it. Right? But typically the water, you have static cleavishan water, so you're going to have an issue unless you make one of these cheshbonos. So in modern dishwashers, so obviously the water is not, the dishwasher is not a cleavishan. Clearly the dishwasher is not a cleavishan. What the dishwasher is going to potentially be is eerie cleavishan, because you have jets that are directly attached, that are coming out of the plumbing, which we usually do treat, like we were saying before about the sink. You do treat that as... Or for that matter, dishwasher, whether you talk about dishwasher or you talk about, as you point out, washing things in the sink. Right? No one's sticking things into klirishon. But you do have iri klirishon. You do have iri klirishon. Right, from the directly from the, this piping is directly attached to the boiler. So we usually treat that as iri klirishon.
Even from a sink, not like an instant hot, just like an actual sink.
Yeah, an actual sink, right. Your regular sink goes to Yal Sesbo. There is a machlokas, we're at the Yal Sesbo, but most would assume the vast majority of sheets is Yal Sesbo, your hot water, unless your hot water is usually low, the boiler is going to go way past 113, 120, 140.
No, I was just thinking in terms of like the instant hot, like it's heated right in front of you, whereas in the case of
going from your basement,
it's in your basement. The eroi is happening. I mean, can the eroi go like 100 feet, you know, and then make its way
to the
sink? But and then so I'm saying because we say it's the first hit. So like, how long is that first contact?
But you could have argued at least for the beginning of the war that comes out when the piping in the walls is not yet hot. Maybe I should argue that was like an Irish nizchal, which may or may not have the status of the year. I think you usually treat the
whole pipe as like the irishon.
And the truth is if you stick your head under the sink, you'll see that all the piping until the last foot is dedicated to hot water. But you have separate cold water lines and hot water lines running through your walls, right, for obvious reasons. And then at the sink, they depending on how your sink is set up, at the sink...
If they have a mixing valve...
Right, so then it's going to join the very end.
They have separate spigots, right, and then only hot water comes out of one and only...
Right, so if you have a sink from the 70s, there'll be two rather separate faucets and two separate spigots, and then the twain shall meet. But even if you have a contemporary sink... But right, as I was saying, it's only the last foot that the hot water is going to be traveling through something that's not dedicated to hot. So we do, I think, usually assume that whatever's coming out of the sink hot is treated as a reclamation, even though it traversed that last foot or half a foot of a piping that may have been initially cold. But the question is, what did it hit? So if you're dealing with, I had dishes in the sink and I had a... You know, I was washing milchik dishes in the milchik sink, and there was one fleishik spoon that somehow fell in there. So then, okay, so the answer is, if there was no significant residue, but it was just that there were milchik plates and a fleshik spoon, so then even if everything was a benyomo, but all it was the right now all that's hidden is eerily, so then I'm not worried. But if there was real residue, if it wasn't plates already basically clean, they weren't already rinsed off, they weren't already wiped down, milchik plates with eggs and cheese, and yeah, there's all sorts of milchik grease floating around, and there was a one fleshik spoon that got tossed in. They say, look, if the hot water at one point came out of the sink and hit the spoon while it was sitting on top of the or below, even better. And there was a little bit of cream cheese that had floated on top of the fleshik spoon, and the hot water had made a direct hit on that. So that the toss says that's a problem. That's a problem. You're gonna have to kosher. You have to kosher your. You're not gonna have to kosher your milk plates. But you're gonna have to kosher your fleshik spoon because the fleshik spoon got an eroi together with milchik mamashas. Now in a dishwasher also. So there is a concern of eroi. There's plenty of dishes. They have their own heating element also.
So it's actually a pirish one, you're saying?
Yeah. Well, it's heat, but it's not heating in the.
It heats it in the system.
It continues to heat.
Piping into your dishwasher, it comes from the cold water, not from the hot.
Interesting. But I.
When it comes out of the faucet, it's hot. Right when it's the water spit out.
No, he's saying it's.
In the dishwasher behind the machine, there's a separate element. It's heating water and then piping it into it. So that's gonna be it. That'll be irreclaimable. Because you're not heating it after it lands in the. Like, there's no element underneath.
The actual dishwasher is not being heated up.
So if you have a scenario, now it's gonna be relevant. So there are homes where everything gets pre-rinsed in the sink before it goes into the dishwasher. I see the theater smiles. So if everything gets pre-rinsed before it goes in the dishwasher, so the amount of residue is very minimal. Or even without soap.
I'm putting soap in again, the question.
So even without everything, if there's a minimal amount of residue, that's definitely bottled b'shishim in the water, so then you shouldn't put it in the milchik plates together. You're not going to put them in the milchik plates together, but if you did, it's not nothing to become treif, because there was no shuman. That was the eruv. Even if it wasn't zechazeh, it ends up being the equivalent of zechazeh because it's only eruv, right? But if no, there were food particles floating around, so then I do potentially have a problem.
But doesn't the dishwasher cleansing stuff get in there also?
So that brings us to Nexif, and I think looking at the clock, I think we're gonna come to Sif Dalid next week. Sif Dalid already. I had imagined that we were gonna finish Simon Sadiye tonight. Baruch Hashem. Instead, we fought this out. We fought out thoroughly. Sif Gimel. There's one last line. Maybe we'll talk about before we close up. Sif Dalet will complete the discussion of dishwashing. Sif Dalet is going to focus on the question of the detergent. What happens if you add a davar apogim? So Shulchan Aruch has a kula, and the Shach and the Taz are astounded and dumbstruck, and they can't believe it, and they reject the Ramos Kula. So we'll have to talk about the Davar HaPogim. Davar HaPogim comes up in dishwashers. The Davar HaPogim comes up in the sink, with cleaning things by hand as detergent. Comes up in the dishwashers. We'll also talk, next week we'll talk about it sometimes comes up in industrial koshering situations. Talk next week about the Boy Scouts of America dinner in Washington, D.C. And Gid Hanasha and Chelev played a role in using Sif Dalet to kasher for the kasher dinner that was a few hours later. So that we'll deal with next week. One last din. Let's talk about where we're going moving forward. One last din, which at least completes Sif Gimel. Ramah has one last din. He says this is based on Hagosh Aridu that we do Paskin like that Nimtza. If you find, you open the drawer, the milchik drawer, and there's a fleishik spoon stuck in all the milchik spoons, so you don't have to assume that it became treif. Since, as we discussed, even Agosh Haridura, and certainly the Yisra Heter, assumes that that there are some scenarios of dishwashing make treif, but the evidence, some scenarios don't. So, and it's not at all clear which one happened, so I'm not mechuyev to assume the worst, and that's what the Be'er HaGra quotes. This is La Mechazkin Ezura. This is a classic. It's a plus of the Svek Sveka. Number one of the Svek Sveka. I said, there's so many ways. Maybe it's Eben Yomo, maybe it's a cliche. So, Isur Lochaz, and plus, Isur Lochazin La Mechazkin. Even at the Svek Sveka, even a single suffix, there's no reason to assume that they become problematic. So, that Nimtza is not a problem. Richard, next time we'll talk about Siv Dalid, the Davra Pogim, and we'll, Emir Tashem, Lee Netter, can complete the rest of Simon Sadeh. Hey, I do have, now, I read it last time, I gave up my Makamos for what we get to in next Chabur. I already have another set of my Makamos also. If anyone finished my Makamos number 16, give me my Makamos number 17, feel free to take. If you're still holding by 16, that's what we're going to be working on next week's Chaburah, and number 17 can wait.
If you have 17, I'll take it.
Okay, there you go.
The Nimtza case is that